Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 this morning. This is a continuation of what we worked in our last session concerning grace, and grace referring to giving and receiving, the tithe or abundant sharing as the basic principle, the law of God concerning financial prosperity for a believer. It says in verse 1 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, "Now as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many." The year previous, Paul had given them instructions, and they had responded very positively that they were desirous to abundantly share, and that was used as an example to the believers of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. "Yet have I sent the brethren," and this would refer back to Titus and the others mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, "yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf, that as I said, ye may be ready." There needed to be a fulfillment of that which they had promised previously. Verse 4, "lest haply, if they of Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared, we say, not ye, should be ashamed to this same confident boasting." Once again, in other words, do what you said you're going to do. Verse 5, "therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had notice before, that the same might be ready as a manner of bounty and not as of covetousness." Once again, they had promised before that they would abundantly share, and Paul sent Titus and two other brethren with him to collect this abundant sharing, and that they should do it. Verse 6, "but this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully." Now, this is the section that is a very, very clear description of the law of giving and receiving. When you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. When you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. Now, I think all of us want to reap bountifully, so if we do, we should sow bountifully. That's what the Word of God teaches. Verse 7, it says, "every man according as he purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." And this word cheerful is that word related to our English word hilarious. God loves a cheerful or hilarious giver, one that, you know, just gives out of the hilarity of his heart. "Every man according as he purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity." It's not, you know, twist your arm, you've got to do it, oh, I'm gonna give even if I don't want to, but it's as you purpose in your heart. God loves a cheerful or a hilarious giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. God is able, as it says here, and God is willing. You know what? God's willingness equals his ability. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Look at the emphasis there. God abounds towards us so that we, having all sufficiency, not just a little bit, not just sometimes, but all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. You know, I got all of our needs met and more, so that we are abundant, that we have above and beyond what we need, so that we can abound to every good work. If you'll remember, we looked at Philippians chapter 4 in our previous session, how Paul was initiated, he was instructed, he was initiated to a great secret, a great mystery of life, and that mystery is that God takes care of you wherever you go, that God is sufficient, that God watches over his people, he cares for you, he abounds towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Now, our part in the bargain is to include God in our finances. It's to abundantly share. It's out of a recognition of his grace towards us that we return that grace unto him, that we complete that virtuous cycle so that it might abound and abound and abound unto every good work. Verse 9, it says, as it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, you know, that which you have, God originally ministered to you. He ministered seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. This is that virtuous cycle. God is the one who initiates it by ministering seed to the sower, and bread for your food. And then as you sow that seed, he multiplies your seed sown and increases the fruits of your righteousness. Talk about the goodness of God. You know, no lack. That God's sufficiency abounds towards us in all things. And so again, verse 10, now he that ministers seed to the sower, both stirs bread for your food, and multiplies your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in how many things? In everything, to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. And this is, again, part of that virtuous cycle of grace. It includes our finances, as the context indicates, but it includes thanksgiving to God, which again is grace returned unto him. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, you know, there were needs in the body of Christ that their abundant sharing would meet. It not only supplies the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Boy, you know, this is such a wonderful cycle. It's such a wonderful completion of grace where God ministers the seed to us that we have to sow. And then as we sow it, it ministers to the want of the saints. It helps supply needs in the body of Christ. But it even, in a greater sense, rebounds unto the glory of God through thanksgiving. as people express their thanks, their grace unto God. It says in verse 13, whiles by the experiment of this ministration they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and to all men. Verse 14, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Believers working together in prayer, believers working together in abundantly sharing to help each other, to supply needs in the body of Christ. And as it says again, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. And then this great verse 15 to conclude 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Thanks, again, grace be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And of course, his unspeakable gift is the gift of Holy Spirit. Indescribable. It just can't be put into words how great is God's gift towards us. The gift of Holy Spirit, the gift of power from on high, the gift of eternal life. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. This is when you consider 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9, it's a wonderful description of the grace of God, God having graced us so much, particularly in the new birth, in light of the unspeakable gift, but having graced us in supplying our material needs, and then the part that we get to play with him by returning that grace unto him in our abundant sharing and in our thanksgiving. So thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.